Kalim perchavez mishnah yud. Ha'aslo. Aslo is a word they still use in modern Ivrit. It's the seat in beis hakiseh. Except in those days they didn't have the bowl with the plumbing with the top seat. What they had was they had on top of the pot for the beis hakiseh that would be removed, they had a seat. It was made out of metal and it was covered over with leather to make it easier to sit on. The frame was metal, and there was a piece of leather that was stretched over. Obviously, in the hole, there was in the middle of the or there was a hole for the person to be mishtamish in the beis hakiseh. So that is tmei medris. It's really yeshiva. Utmei meis. It's a regular kli. So it's mekabel tumah. Persha, if the or the leather comes off of the metal frame of the seat. Ha'or tamei medris, the or is considered a dova shol yeshiva kishol atzmoi. The habarzel tamei meis. You can't sit on the metal frame. To sit on the leather with the hole in the middle. So Melo, what is it? It's a kli. So it's a kli, but it's not a medris. It's not mekabel tumas moishu. Hatraskel shechipuyov shalor. Traskel is a word you have in different sugyas in Shas. It's a basket that's made of woven together reeds. It's covered over with leather. It's put, or rather it's used for eating on top of it. Sometimes they would hang it on top of a pole to put things in, and then there's a shalav reshuyes, you have in Shabbos and Erevin. So the halacha is, when the chipuy of shalor, tomei medris, it's made, it's something that that a person could sit down on. It's some type of basket that they would use where they would fill it with food, but a person could sit on it. I don't understand exactly what the tzuras ha'yeshiv is, but because of that, it's tami medris. Utmei meis, it's a regular kli. Persha, the same idea, ha'or tami medris, the or is considered royally yeshiva. Batraskel, which is just the woven together reeds without the or that's spread on it, that's tor miklum. That's not a kli at all. Without the or put on, it's not mekabel, it's not used as a kli either. So there it's tor b'chlal. Safsolon shebemerchatz. These are benches, seats that are made out of stone, made of marble. This is interesting. Shtei raglov shaleitz. The seat itself was made out of Evan. Evan is not metame. Nam deraisa, nam derabonish. The two legs that hold it up are made of eitz, so that would be mekabel tumo. So that's tome. The first one say what it means is it's tumas moishov. If a zov would sit down on it, it's miudli yeshiva. And the two legs are mekabel tumo. Acha shal eitz v'acha shal evan. If one is eitz and one is evan, then the whole thing can only stand up and it can only be considered a moishov. Mikoyach v'evan shabois, it's klei avonim, it's tar. Named arayis and named arbonim, it becomes tamim. Now, this is the Poshut Pshat, this is the way the Rav says. Achreinim tveres Yisrael, the Rishash, ask a kasha, it's not pshayach to be mechalik one kli. We have a klal of kolam l'chuber l'tomei tomei. We had it in Perek Yudbeis and other places. So l'chayra, if the luach ha-moshav is the ikir of the kli, so then the raglayim should be tahiris because kolam l'chuber l'tor tor. And if you look at the moshav, at the seat as the, I'm sorry, the legs as they could clean, the legs are made of evan, of eitz, so then the moshav is also mekabel tumah because kolam l'chuber l'tomei is tomei. So the way they're looking at it, the Rishash says we're talking about if you break it apart, you could look at the legs as a kli kishal atzmam. That's what he says to Pshat in the Rambam, where the Rav is coming from, to understand that way in the Rav. Tveres Sveltaka says that the ikur, you have to say the Pshat over here is that the ikur is the legs. I'm not sure I understand that. Look how the legs hold up the bench, but you're sitting on the bench itself. But he says that the ikur is the raglayim. And Mamela, if the Zov sits on the bench, then the seat itself that's made of Evan is Takatomi, Kalamakubla Tomi Tomi. That's what he says of Pshat of the Eves. Something else that's Negea, not a Beis HaKisa, but a Beis HaMerchatz. And the Sorum Sheba Merchatz, these are boards, and they're in a Beis HaMerchatz. Picture, you have a place with a lot of water running through, and they made a hole in the ground, a charitz, a ditch, where the water runs out from underneath the Beis HaMerchatz. In order that the water shouldn't be gathering up and dirtying everything and everybody there. So they would put boards on top of this ditch, and people would stand on the boards in order to keep their feet clean. They would be on top of the boards, not in the ditch. So you have these boards, it's like a floor. But once the boards are there, people sit down on them. The shaila is at what point they become a kli, a moishav, for Kabbalah's Tumah. So the Mishnah says, Nisarim sheva merchat sheshigmon, that they smooth them out and they finish them off. They gave the boards a finish in order that it should be roi l'yeshiva. Rebbe Kiva mitame, at that point it's considered a moishav. Vacham mitarim, it's still not a moishav even though they gave it some type of finish. She'eno nasuyin, they're be'etzim not made l'yeshiva. Be'etzim, all they are is boards that the water should run underneath in the ditch, like we said. Kanira, that the ikir usage of it being boards that the water should run underneath, is much more of a stronger definition of what it is than the moishav, and it's still not enough to be metanik. Kan kilin sheyesh ba beis kabolas ksus. These are, again, kelim made of eitz, and they would put underneath, they would light a fire underneath, they would put some material over there to make flammable, in order that there should be smoke, that the smoke should, you should be able to put clothing that have a bad smell, or maybe some type of other, maybe dirt, and the smoke would clean it out, some type of primitive cleaners. Sheyesh ba beis kabolas ksus, that the kankilim, the kalim that have the that are used for this, have walls and they have a floor, and you can put in the bag of tmeil, throw the kabel tomo. Vasui ki kaveres, if it doesn't have a floor, it just has holes on either side, tohira, doesn't have a base kibul, so it's not the kabel tomo. We don't treat it as kalim, kli eitz pashut. Chiddush and Mefarshim point out is that if it has a hole, sheyesh ba kabolas ksus, even though the hole is bigger than lahoitzi rimoin, it's still called a base kibul because this is the way it's used. Lasui kaveres, you don't even have that. Not used for a clay kibul. It's a melatama kabul tum at all. We'll be marimokim over here to an interesting sugi which is not in the Mishnah itself. There's a tesefta over here that talks the din of Or Aslan. We spoke out that in the Or, in order to make a chimushi that should be sat on, should be used in that way, there has to be a hole in the middle for the person to sit down on. The Or HaAslo shteit in the sefta v'achalal sholei mitstarfin l'tefach. Since the hole is part of the usage, so it's mitstarf l'tefach. It's in the tesefta, and the sugya and erivin daf yudam and beis brings it, talking about a mechitza, the din of oimin berubo, where there's more wall and less open space. So it's oimin merubo, parutz koimit sagi. That's the sugya ayin sham and erivin daf yud. Rashi and Tosis and Erevin learn that this that we mitstarf the tefach with the ear space, lohovi is atomo, is actually a din that should be in Mishnah Yisraelis. It's a din legabi lohovi is atomo, that there's a tefach of a, there's a tefach of a gag, of a roof, and that's maybe that's machnas everything underneath for tumah. And you need for that, you need a roof, and the roof, minimal amount of oil is a tefach. Here we have in the Rash, and we explain the Mishnah not like that, it's in the Goyin Mefurish. And the Goyin argues on Rashi and Tosis, and Karen Aaron Ervin talks back and forth on this, that the shear over here is legabei a tefach of Tumas Moshev, that there's a shear in Tumas Moshev, there has to be a tefach. And that's the Pasha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here is a Mishnah that's in a Perek that's talking a lot about what's considered a Moshev Legavi Tumas Moshev, not talking Legavi Oilus. So the raid by the Achroinim is first of all, besides for the Pshat, that the Mishnah over here is written Legavi Tumas Moshev and not Legavi Oilus, is we have to ask ourselves, are the two dinim synonymous? That means, Yeshoimim, that the ear space, which is open, which most of it is closed, so it's oimid meruba, a mechitza, you'll say that most of it is a mechitza. Will you say the same thing by an oil, which is a tefach, that the open space will be mitzarif and it will become a oil of a tefach, not so poshut. The Gro over here asks that on Rashi and Tosfos. The other shaila is whether you even need the din of oimid meruba, which is the din in Erevin, the din schach by Sukkah, whether you even need that din to turn it into a tefach v'gabi yashir moishev, or no. Since that's part of the usage, that of course defines it as a tefach. It's a tefach of usage. The whole thing is used. The body sits on the whole tefach. Samel doesn't make a difference that it's open. You don't even need the din of oimid meruba. Those are the two tzadim over here, and that's where the Achrenim are back and forth. Legabi these two pshatim. That says that Rashi and Tosfos, we could be miyasha. The reason why it's mentioned over here is because it's also negate meseches kelim. Rashi and Tosfos happened to bring it legabi the din of oil, because that's where the sugya would need to come out to a chiddush of oimid meruba. That's a din holchus bechitzis. Over here, you wouldn't need the din of oimid meruba. But the etzim din is definitely true, that the or ha'aslo and the hole in the middle are mitzarif to the shir of a tefach to be considered a moishav. Just you don't need the chiddush and the sugya and erevin. That's midinay meruba. That's the raid over here. Pechok vimu mishnah aleph hakadur. A kadur, we would call a kadur a ball. It is something like that. It's a piece of leather, which is filled either with hair or wool, and it's tied shut. Picture a softball with some type of material inside, and you have the leather of the stitching on the leather, which ties it together. It has a tzura of a kli. Is it a kli? That's the shaila. It's closed up. It doesn't have a proper base kibul. V'imum. An imum is some type of thing that's it's like the shape of a shoe. It's made out of leather. And again, it doesn't have a clay kibble, it's like a mold, something like what you put in shoes to keep the shape. So it doesn't have a base kibble, but it is a functioning something. And maybe you could call it a base kibble because it has in it something, which is memalit. It happens to be sewed shut to keep it tight, kitzuroso. Hakmeo, a kmeo is a small pouch of leather. And it has in it a cloth with his shemus, with napi kabbala, whatever else the mukubal of the Rav of the Tzaddik wrote onto it, and it's sewed tight. Tefillin, the best example of this is tefillin. We have a piece of oir, which is definitely functioning. Inside you have, it has a base kibble, inside you have the parshias. And it's sealed tight. So all these things, what happens if they're nitma? The Pshan in the Mishnah is the Nitma Betumas Meis. Are they Kelim? If it was Nitma Betumas Meis, it would become an Avatumah. Shenikru, the stitching comes out, they open up, and a Ger Bohen Tome becomes a Rishon Letuma. That means that they are Mekabel Tuma, and therefore somebody who touches it becomes a Rishon Letuma. Ubemasha Besoichon Tohor. The Miloi is not considered the Chibur to the Kli, it's not part of the Kli. So what it sounds like in the Mishnah Pshat, this is the way the Mepharshim explained it, is that when it's Nikru, the Mashe B'Toichon, the Milui, is Tohar. When it's sewed up, the whole thing becomes Tomei, the whole thing is one Kli. Both the base kibble is considered a base kibble, it's considered a Kli because it has in it a base kibble, the fact that it's sewed up is not Mavatal that. And since it's sewed up to hold on to whatever's the stuffing of the ball, the stuffing of the shoehorn, the parshis in the tefillin, the toichin of the kameah, all of them are considered part of the kli, and the whole thing becomes tami. It's only by nikru that there's a clear chilik between egeh bohen and b'mashah b'toichon. So let's discuss this for a minute. First of all, the Rash brings his ashita chilekas and tesefter b'loza. The Tanner b'loza holds that it is a chibur. Even by nikra, there's a chibur, and you can be toivel the whole thing b'yachad. There's a sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches that has to do with Bishas Tiras of Beleza. They asked him this din, and he said, Tarosam b'mashahein, and the shadow what he meant, Ayin Shom. But Al Koponim, that's by the din that's Mavur in the Tebetoichin our Mishnah, by Nikru. So Mel is a chil between the Ger Bohen and b'mashah Betoichin. Where it sounds like from the Chazanish and Simchov Zion learning up in the Mishnah goes like this. Maybe the Mishnah is not that way, but what it sounds like in the Chazanish is that if it's Nitma, Ba'oidoi, Mechubar, So then it's considered a part of the Kli, it's the Mili of the Kli, it's part of the Kli, so then the whole thing is Tamei. You have to be Tevel the whole thing, you can be Tevel the whole thing together because it's all one Kli. Ma Shein came by Nikra, Nikra, we don't see the stuffing anymore as part of the Kli. So if it already became Tamei, L'chor, it should be Tamei for itself. And L'chor, you can't be Tevel with being Tevel the outside, the stuffing doesn't become Tamei because it's a separate entity. Same way, if it became Tamei after you touched the outside, and then it was Nikra, L'chayra, it doesn't become Tor. L'maisa, the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says, if Nitma Bo'idoi sewed together, and then it was Nikra, then Noga B'masha B'teichan Tor. The Mashmos is that if it was Tomei before, the stuffing becomes Tor, and now touching the stuffing will not be Metame. The reason is partial. The stuffing itself is a Dover, and that's not Mekabel Tomo. So if it's Nikra, now we don't see the stuffing as part of it. So first of all, it's Paka the Tumah Mineh, because it's not a Dovah Mekabel Tumah by itself. That's A. B, touching it will not be Metame. Same reasoning. The problem with all this is that there's a sheet of the Rambam. It's a Rambam at Hilchas Chelim Perek Beis. It's based on the Mishnah and Perek Yud Zayin. We discussed this over there. That Beis Kibul, they have a cloud. Beis Kibul ha'osu l'malois. It's not called a Beis Kibul. A Beis Kibul is something that's functional and you can use it. But if it's a Beis Kibul that gets filled up with stuffing or anything else, and now it's not one of the functionality of the Kli is when it's full. We don't see it as a Beis Kibul. And the Shadows, of course, that's a direct stereotype over here. We see the Kli as a Kli, it has a Beis Kibul, it's filled up. Fakat, that's the Miloid. We look at it as a Kli. Look how it's a stirut over here. So there's a Shtikl Reb Chaim, the Chidushi Agrach ala Shas. Some of the additions, it's Simon Shin Sadi Gimel, Binyan Kli Ha'asu L'malois. Some of the Kelim Ha'asuyim L'malois, we see it as so mechuber once it's filled up, that's Mevatel the shame Beis Kibul. And that's not Mekabel Tumah. That's, you have the Mishnah in Perek Zion of Kitzim, the Kevois Ha'asuyim L'malois. Over here, we see it as a Kli because we see the stuffing as like a Yad to the Kli itself. So it doesn't take away the Shem Beis Kibul. Fakat, it's part of the Kli and it's maybe Tumah and it becomes Tameh. It's maybe Umaytzi Tumah, but Lamaisa, it itself doesn't take away from the Kli Kibul of the Kli itself. And that's why B'chi Agamda, we don't have the Chson of Beis Kibul also Lamalois. Lo have a Beis Kibul. That's the Shir Advar. The emphasis is that it comes up also in Sukkah, we Mitzayim, then in Perek Yud Zayin, Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis, Amid Beis, and Reb Kiva Egya Il Negilyin HaShas is Eimin on this from a Tshuva Zarajma, Ayin Shom, and the Shal is what the Shir of the Rab, the Shita of the Rambam is Reb Kiva Egya's Mitzayin over there, the Akla, and the Shtekel, but that's the Reb Chaim, how he defines it. Ho'ukov is another type of Kli that's made out of oil, and it's filled with katin. It's put on a chamor to sit on it. So it's a cushion. Itself is a kli. It's filled with stuffing. So you have the same thing. It's a tumas moishov. Shenikra, if the stitching is to undone, hanegeya b'mashu b'toichei tome. Mipnei she'atefa mechabre. Somebody touches what's inside its tome. Because the tefer, the stitching of the milui together to enclose the kli or makes it into one kli, and then once the kli or is nasa avatoma, so then the stitching includes the mashabatoichon into it as well.